woman here figuring out what her routine is going to be really important. Not that you won't veer off the routine, but for the most part, the habits that we develop that we need to have are what's going to take care of us. And when you take care of yourself, that's when you're going to be the better businesswoman, and that's when you're going to be the better coach.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey, hey, gorgeous queen. I hope that you are having a spectacular day. And if you need a boost, you are definitely going to get a boost in the Divine Living Podcast today. This week, I have gifted myself the treat, the luxury of being offline and in a Joe Dispenza immersion. Glenn and I are just taking our consciousness, our manifesting, our love, our all of it to the next level. And so I wanted to gift you with some high vibe content from live events that I've done. So I continue to learn and invest in myself and grow myself. So that's what I'm doing this week. And I thought that this week would also be a great opportunity for you to get access to something that formerly you had to be in the room for. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a clip from a live event that I hosted previously. Lots of love.
The path to success is not about sacrifice. It is not about harming yourself. It is not about detriment. These things that other people will make it be about, you do not have to believe them. And here are the people that I'm referring to. Unfortunately, probably many, many, many of the women around you who want to creep in and sneak in, oh, well, you know, I put my family first. My children are my priority. You know, my self-care and my well-being are a core value of mine that I don't sacrifice, as if you who has a successful business do not have proper family values or parenting values or self-care values. And, you know, it can get pretty insidious. So it's up to you to believe what you know is true. That you can take care of yourself, that you can work hard, play hard, that you can be in whatever rhythm you choose to be in, that you can delegate, that you do not have to do 18-hour days, that you get to set up your business and your lifestyle in a way that is congruent for you. End of story. No excuses. Figure it out. If you have a non-negotiable of needing to be on a yoga mat every day at noon, fine. You work your work and your family and your whatever around that. However, I will say this. Every woman here figuring out what her routine is going to be really important. Not that you won't veer off the routine, but for the most part, the habits that we develop that we need to have are what's going to take care of us. And when you take care of yourself, that's when you're going to be the better businesswoman, and that's when you're going to be the better coach, right? So much of why I'm able to be really present with a client or tap in and tune in is because I've made all of the areas of my self-care a non-negotiable. Meaning the amount of money that's in my bank account, meaning the amount of support that I get at home. You know, I never wore the badge of honor, you know, that if I did everything, that somehow that made me more successful. I have great reverence for the women and for the generations of women who have gone before us, because that was an evolution. You know, for the women in the 50s who were basically stuck in the kitchen, you know, the women who were adults in moving into the 70s, 80s, it really was about that doing it all thing, and it moved into the 90s. You know, what we really get at this point is you don't need to do the laundry and meet with the client and do the marketing and create the website and pick the kids up and change it. Like, you know, all of those elements, you've got to be really conscious to what's really important to you. You know, what's important to you for those of you who are mothers? What's your non-negotiable? Like, is bedtime your non-negotiable? Great, you get that. Is the school pickup your non-negotiable? 3 days a week or 5 days a week? Like, you get to choose. But the point is, if you're going to be a queen of your life and your business, do not set yourself up for a double bind. It's really boring, it's an eye roll, and no one believes it except for you of why you can't pick up your kid and have a client and be in the business and like be there on the live calls and all that. Figure it out. Every woman in the world has choices. And when you make choices that really fuel you, when you make choices that come from a place of desire rather than a place of should, you will be very proud of your life. And you will bust through those patterns that may have been in you. You know, one of them that was in me is what we call a double bind. You know, basically, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't. Like, you know, I'm some way or another, I'm not going to be happy, or someone's not going to be happy with me, which meant then I wasn't going to be happy, you know, if I did X, Y, or Z. And it's really your time to be authentic, to be honest with yourself, and to be in choice about how do you choose to set up your life. Most people will come around eventually, the ones that you care about, right? And it takes a little shimmy and shaking of the boundary setting. Everyone isn't always like being your cheerleader when you start to say no. However, if you develop the muscle and the clarity and the confidence to say no and to say what you're unavailable for, you will start living a life that you love so much more, right? And so that's what's really important, is that we develop these morning routines, we develop these habits, we develop what we need to be a success. And you need to not apologize for it. I do not apologize for the life that I have and the way that I desire to live it so that I am really happy has a certain way that I travel set up, right? Some people don't care. They say they don't care about being in the back of the plane. It's only 12 hours. I've heard that over and over again. Good for you. You know, have your Chex Mix and your Doritos and a big fat, bald, sweaty dude next to you, fine. I care about cashmere. I care about comfort. I care about celebrity chefs picking out whatever wines I'm going to be enjoying. I care about movie selections. I care. Now, what was really interesting is, and this is just to illustrate a point, and so when Glenn and I flew over, we flew over first class, and we were getting a connecting flight, and there was another woman on our flight who flew first class as well, and she was meeting a friend of hers who hadn't flown first class. And so, and it was like, he was like running onto the plane, panting, sweating, like, you know, crumpled clothes, and it was the whole, so he like plops onto the plane, and he's like, yeah, you spent the money to buy first class? And she's like, yes. And he was like, oh, yeah, none of that matters. None of that matters to me. Like, the man was so stressed. He had talked about, like, running from connection to connection. And like, and his neck was in a kink. And it was like, he spent, like, from Paris to Budapest talking about all of the stress of his travel, right? And I think it's these things that we need to pay attention to. What is really important, what does matter to us, and those places that someone else might think it's diva-esque or it's not worth the money or whatever, you get to decide. You get to decide what's really right for you and how you take care of yourself, and it is up to you to do so. You know, there is, during the LA event, I have a massage therapist that I'm used to working with in LA because he used to live there, and so I would have her come every day at lunch to massage my feet and calves, right? Because I want to be in heels here on stage. It's part of what I love. I want to look great. And I also want to feel great and take care of my body. And, you know, you're getting a foot massage at lunch every day? Yes. Yes. I didn't know those people in Florence, and I have a different experience this week. Yes. I'll fix that in Positano next week, but it's, you know, like this level of self-care, you got to check in with what's important to you. Do you need two massages a week to keep you in high vibration? Then make that happen, right? You know, and obviously it grows in increments, right? You know, so be where you're at. But this, us being cheap with ourselves and not giving ourselves permission. The other thing that I do to stay in high vibration is I am regularly giving myself pretty big desires. And on a daily basis, I'm giving myself something that I'm really looking forward to, right? So especially if I'm in a launch or a work mode, you know, a more intense work mode. I'm making sure that Glenn and I are going out to dinner or cooking something fun at home together or getting massages or going out with friends. And I, because part of what fuels me is regular travel. So I'm making sure that I have, you know, I mean, obviously, like, I love the work that I do here, and it's like there's nowhere else I'd rather be. And after these events, it's an like enormous amount of energy and intention and focus. So I have it pre-planned. I'm meeting a girlfriend in Positano for 5 days, right? Like, so there's this ebb and flow and this balance where I'm not caught up in 18-hour days. I'm not caught up in constant work. I've designed a life that I love that works for me. And I will tell you, it's not because I'm at the income level that I'm at right now. I have what I have today because I made this choice first, and then the rest of it had to come in.
Aren't live events just the best? I mean, it is just so beautiful to have the experience of real relationships and being in actual connection with other amazing, incredible women. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And if you are craving more of this, more connection, more live elements, come join us in the Q Club. The link is in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/app. It is such an alive vortex of super cool, spiritual, smart, driven, successful women from around the world. And I do so much live interaction in there. We have a live experience every month. There's live coaching calls. There's other really cool things coming up too that it's gonna really just be taken to the next level. And I wanna make sure that I get to know you and see you and interact with you in there. So the link, divineliving.com/app, it'll give you a 2-week free trial. You can come on in, check it out, put your profile up, see who else is in your area. Check out all the videos that are there on demand. There's cooking segments, there's motivation, prayers, meditations, like so many cool guest experts in there. You also get a chance to be featured as a guest expert yourself. You'll see, there's so much goodness in there. But come on in so that you're definitely there for the live connection as well. Lots of love.